pretty gnarly. So I'm gonna say that one, but again, it doesn't matter what I have to say this time.
It will, though. It will. The next.
Why
round.
Am I even here? You lost your self-esteem along the way. Good God, you're coming up with reasons. Good God, you're dragging it out. Good God, it's the changing of the seasons. I feel so raped. So follow me down and just fake it. If you're out of direction, fake it. If you don't belong here, fake it. If you feel like infection.
Hello, fellow Powder Hounds, and welcome to the Powder Hounds Podcast, the Ski Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Jeff Shaw. You can follow me on Twitter, X, whatever, at PowderHoundSkis. You can also email me at PowderHoundSkiTrivia@gmail.com for comments, questions, or corrections. This episode should get you excited to tackle the toughest ski trails of the East. I am joined by three technical skiers, the real experts. Like, fast is fun and all, but these guys ski steep, ski deep, and ski gnarly terrain while logging 20-hour day trips more often than not. If you ski with this crew, you will claw your way to keep up, surely get scared, and likely be sore as hell the next day. We talk favorite terrain, trails, and ski areas. We touch on the back-to-back natties of our beloved Yukon Huskies. We warm up with a couple old favorite games to wax up the bases for that fourth annual March Mogul Madness Bracket Challenge. This Bracket Challenge comes with yet another twist. BYOB. That is, build your own bracket. Now, I'll admit, BYOB sounded like a super fun idea in my head. In practice, having an actual bracket to look at would have been helpful. No matter. These guys are the experts. They're great on their feet, have had plenty of experiences making split-second decisions, and besides, a trail map doesn't do you much good in the woods. The music inspiration for the episode is Seether's Fake It, for a few reasons. First, March and April, literally the changing of the seasons. Second, it reminds me of an epic. Oh, wait, I can't say that anymore. It reminds me of an iconic, can't say that either. How about, it reminds me of a damn good day of 2 feet of freshies at Alpine Meadows in California. The song Fake It was blasting as Nolan and I skidded our way up the access road, pre-gondola connect, and pre-ski area name change days. But the third reason, most timely for this episode, a certain refrain or chorus of the song, when yelled, sounds a whole heck of a lot like one of our favorite trails in the bracket. I'll let you be the judge of whether or not that sticks while you sit back, kick your feet up, relax, and enjoy the experience of everything skiing and riding, Powder Hounds. Sources for today's episode, alltrails.com, familyskitrips.com, Colquia, New England Ski Journal, Outside, Ski Magazine, SkiBums.net, Vermont Ski and Ride, and way too many East Ski Area trail maps. Today's episode, I'm joined by Pete, Nolan, and Dave, absolute ballers on the slope. Like, this is a crew you try to keep up with on a good day. Hopefully I'll manage to do that on the show. Welcome to the show, boys.
Howdy.
How you doing?
Doing great.
How's it going?
So listeners, get to know you a bit. Let's do some intros. Start with Pete. How long have you been skiing and riding? Where did you start?
Believe it or not, I didn't really start skiing until I was 18. I was a competitive swimmer when I was younger and we weren't actually allowed to go skiing. The swim season's in the wintertime, so our coach would schedule practices sometimes two a day on a Saturday just to keep us from going skiing because he knew it was a dangerous sport. So I really didn't start skiing until I was 18 years old and in college. And I went to University, SUNY Albany. And from there, it was just upstate New York and Vermont for the most part.
Home or favorite ski area today?
Well, we're talking East Coast, right?
We're talking East Coast.
I hate to sound, you know, mainstream, but I got to say that Killington is one of my favorites in the East just because it's sort of my home mountain. I rented a house there for a very long time, and I know that mountain like the back of my hands. But when it comes to the terrain that I'm really looking for, I mean, Jay Peak is probably my first love on the East Coast.
I don't think you're going to have much of a debate there. Bucket list ski trip or area?
Oh, geez, I pretty much skied every major resort in the United States, but I have never skied in Europe. Nolan was trying to get me to do a last-minute trip recently. But having a newborn precluded me from joining. It literally asked me on a Wednesday if I could fly to Europe on a Friday. So I would like to go to Europe. I would like to, you know, see what it's got. But really, my bucket list items include Japan. Definitely want to go to Hokkaido and see what's going on out there.
Glades, glades, glades. It sounds like favorite terrain.
That's it. Trees all day, every day.
I don't know the answer to this question, but the audience doesn't. Perfect ski day. Where is it at?
Oof. Well, who's got the deepest bow? That's I'm a bit of a storm chaser, so I'm just going where it's deep. I did this year had the Icon Pass and the Indy Pass. Indy Pass happens to be the best deal in skiing.
No doubt.
Probably my best ski days of the season were all Indy Pass resorts, Jay Peak, Saddleback, Magic. So yeah, wherever it's deep, that's where I'm going. And I try to avoid Vail resorts at any cost, but that's for another day.
Had to throw that in there. Well, we are going steep and we are going deep, but before we get there, Nolan, you're up next. How long have you been skiing and riding and where did you start? And actually, I think I know the answer to this because you are a repeat guest, my friend. Nolan is
but
back.
But no one except you is going to remember that.
Snowy Range, baby. Snowy Range.
You actually went back and listened. Yeah. So, yeah, I grew up in Colorado, but yeah, my family did not have a whole lot of money. So, yeah, we skied it. I grew up skiing like maybe twice a winter at Snowy Range, which was this little podunk mountain in Laramie, Wyoming. I think it's still there. I think it has like five trails and like two chairlifts or something. It's this tiny little place. When we moved to the East Coast when I was 15. And I didn't ski at all in high school and all the way through college. So I didn't really get back into it until, you know, probably my early 20s when I started working with Pete. So I kind of got back into it with the work crew. I think we rented a place sort of between Pico and Killington for the winter and kind of got back into skiing at that point. And I learned to snowboard at that point too.
Yeah, you won a snowboard in a contest and you got derailed for a few years. We're not going to hold that against you.
Yeah.
We're glad you're back on sticks. All right. Home or favorite ski area these days?
We were fortunate enough to be able to get a place near Steamboat, like during the pandemic. I got to say, I love skiing that place. It's got some great trees. It's got different types of trees. Not a super challenging mountain, but it's just like the perfect pitch to just sort of cruise through some aspens.
Champagne powder.
And it's got some new terrain this winter. So that's a nice addition too. The Mahogany Ridge thing.
Looking forward to getting there, checking it out. Bucket list destination. Maybe you had an opportunity in Italy recently.
That wasn't the bucket list though, but yeah, I would have. I was hoping to go to, as Pete said, I was trying to go to Trevigna on a work trip. Actually having to work got in the way of being able to go skiing on the work trip. So it didn't work out this time. Going to Japan was, that's probably high on my bucket list. I wanted to go when I turned 40, but it, you know, again, the pandemic didn't really, cooperate with that. So I'm still looking for an excuse to get out there.
I'm just going to be one.
My wife went without me this year.
Oh, smart move, Michelle. Smart move. All right. So that means your favorite terrain, I'm sure, is also glades, glades, glades.
Exactly.
And that would probably be the perfect ski day.
Again. Yeah. Anything with powder and nice wide open trees. Yep.
Fair enough. Dave, how long have you been skiing? And where did you start?
Let's see here. I've been skiing about 30 years now. My dad took me for the first time when I was like 3 and a half over to Catamount, right over here, like, you know, New York, Massachusetts border.
It was actually the episode, our last episode was Catamount. So we got some catching up to do, my friend.
It holds a special place in my heart for sure. But yeah, between Catamount and, like, you know, stuff in the Catskills right here, Wyndham, Hunter. He would take us to Mount Snow a lot too. That was like our Vermont trip on the weekends. We go to Mount Snow.
So home favorite ski area these days, sort of the Catskills, New York State.
So you want to talk about home or favorite? Because there's two different things right there.
You got that right. You got that right. What sounds more exciting to talk about?
I know people are going to yell at me, but for favorite home mound, we're going to go with Bel Air right here, okay?
No. Bel Air is inadmissible on this phone call.
They got a lot of nice upgrades, a lot of nice lifts.
Listen, for me, Bel Air is good because it's an hour flat from my house. They got great snowmaking nowadays. And, you know, obviously it's nothing crazy for terrain, but they do have a few good blades if there's snow. It's just tough to get good snow in the Catskills these days. But so, yeah, if I'm going close and I'm considering my home mound, that's Bel Air probably. But if I'm going to, you know, if I'm going to take a drive, it's usually Jay Peak most of the time.
I love that answer. All right. What about your bucket list ski trip or ski area?
Bucket list. I got a lot on that list right now because I haven't been too many places. I've been to Utah a bunch of times, but I really, really want to go to British Columbia. That's like on the top. Somewhere out there, like heli skiing would be pretty sick.
It's a great answer.
Hard to argue with that one.
Favorite terrain?
If I'm not in the woods, it's hard to have an enjoyable day, I guess. But, you know, we'll do the groomers here and there. But yeah, I'm a Glades guy, 100%.
So that segues nicely into the perfect ski day.
Perfect ski day for me. It's kind of broad because, of course, we all want deep powder in the woods. But nowadays, I find myself having just as much fun on days where I'm navigating around rocks and dirt in the woods to, you know, spring skiing and stuff. Either way.
Looking like an East Coaster.
Being on skis, it's a good day, guys, no matter what.
That was the lightning round. Thank you guys for sharing a little bit about yourself for the audience. We're going to get right into it with a quick episode overview. Again, welcome to the 4th annual March Mogul Madness Bracket Challenge episode. This one focuses on the toughest ski trails of the East. Now, after reading an ungodly amount of rankings, toughest trails, gnarliest trails, iconic trails, steepest trails, you get the idea. I'm pretty confident the ski areas that follow will provide an accurate account of how to scare yourself on sticks back East. But before we launch off a head wall into fresh, pillowy bracket challenge, let's talk a little bit March Madness. Who else had UConn?
Oh, boy.
Shameless I went plug. There, so of course I did.
Now, what's funny about this is Noah and I were in this one, well, I'm sure maybe you were in a couple of leagues, yeah. A couple brackets. Noah also had two brackets, one of which picked Houston. And even with this UConn pick, everyone else picked UConn, but he was 17th, even in his correctly picked UConn national championship bracket. So,
yeah, I need to not do. I won my bracket last year having picked UConn because I was at a work league and nobody else picked him. So I just need to not do brackets with you guys anymore.
And I understand, Pete, UConn treated you pretty poorly.
The only March Madness bracket I do is like, it's almost like a suicide bracket. Where you're allowed to pick 10 teams, and then the way that you earn points is the seed of the team who wins times the bracket in which they win. So it behooves you to pick the long shots, right? You really want to pick the fives, the 12s over the fives or whatever, because anybody who's got a 5 through a 9 generally does well, because if those are the surprise winners and they can really generate points. But you can pick a number 1 seed in the first round and get 1 point. You can pick a number 12 seed to be an upset and get 12 points right off the bat. And
did you have NC State?
That 11
I didn't.
Somebody did.
Once they hit the third round, I was officially out this year. I actually got third place last year, and I got fourth place the year before that, and the top 4 get money. So I've more than earned my money back from my $30 entry fees.
That's all that's important. How about you, Dave? Any March Madness brackets?
Be honest, I have not done March Madness in a few years now.
Well, hey, next year when you do it, just type in UConn and you'll be all set.
Going for the three-peat?
You heard it here, folks.
Going for it.
We are. We'll see. But first, we have game number one, and it's called Name That Ski Area. It's an oldie, but a good warm-up. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to read you the vertical drop, the name of a tough trail, a lift at a ski area, a lodge, and the state. And you just need to tell me what the ski area is. Hopefully those five clues will allow you to guess the ski area. We're going to do 1 point each. I think I got 10 questions. Just blurt out if you have an answer. So here we go. 2,820. Bubble Cuffer. Super Quad. Bullwinkles. Maine.
Black Mountain.
That is incorrect.
Saddleback.
That is incorrect.
Sunday River.
Dave, you got it. Sugarloaf.
The Loaf, baby.
He's got it. He's on the board. First one's on the board. Next up, 2,600 vertical. Rumble. Slide Brook Express.
Valley Sugar Bush. Clutch.
Pete's on the board. That would be Sugar Bush. 2,100 feet. Ripsaw. North Peak Express Quad. Summit Cafe.
Lincoln. Loon.
Pete's got it. Loon Mountain. New Hampshire. 2,360. You know, ski in New Hampshire. It's all right. It's only worth 1 point, and points will add up later on. Next up, 2,300 vertical. Lookout is the trail. Sensation Quad is the lift. Midway Lodge, Vermont.
I haven't skied the East Coast in 10 years.
Don't worry. Points add up later. It'll be fine.
Oh, jeez. Vermont. Right. Stowe?
It's Northern Vermont. Yeah, you got it. Nolan, you got it. Good guess. Yeah, that's Stowe, man. That is, yeah. Lookout is one of the front five, as they say. All right, 3,430. The Slides. Cloud Splitter.
Whiteface.
Yes, Dave. That's Whiteface. Oh, this is even. This is pretty good. Good start so far. 2,340 vertical. Shockwave. Oz Quad. Peak Lodge. Maine.
Sunday River.
He got it. Sunday River. 2,610 feet. Black Hole. Sterling Lift. Madonna and Sterling Base Lodge. Dave got that one. Yeah, there's like no other lodge at Smuggs except for the base areas. 1,180 feet. Beast Glades, T-Bar Quad, West Lodge, Massachusetts.
Wachusett,
nope. Damn it.
Nope. I think, Dave, you think you got
the other
it.
One. Neshoba.
No.
Wait, Dave got it.
Yeah, no, Dave got it. Berkshire East. Almost done.
About that one.
Two more to go. 2,180 vertical. Kinsman Glade. Peabody Express Quad.
Gannon.
Gannon. That was.
Gannon.
That's a homer for Pete right there. All right. Nolan, you're going to get this one, Nolan. I'm going to say it slowly. 3,050 vertical. Outer Limits. Sky Peak Express Quad. Oh,
that was Killington.
Yeah. All right. So
I let you take that one, man. I was like, I know where this is going next.
I'm not even
going
to answer that one.
All right.
He's so scared he can't even say the name.
That's, you know what? Juanita and Julio Glades, they scare everybody. After the first game, Pete and Dave are tied with 4 points. Nolan's got two. So we're going to go right into game two. True, false. We got five questions, another lightning round. Again, all toughest trails of the East. Question number one, Paradise at Mad River Glen was included on every list of difficult ski trails in the Northeast used for this episode. So again, true or false? Nolan, we'll start with you.
Never skied that one. False.
All right. Pete.
Isn't Paradise at Sugarbush?
Now, it could be two, but in this particular question, I'm talking about the one at Mad River Glen.
I'm going to say false.
Dave, what do you think?
True.
Dave is right. It is true. Yes. On Kulkia's gnarliest, Powder 7's rowdiest, Ski Magazine's steepest, Vermont Ski and Ride's toughest. Paradise at Mad River Glen is on that list. We'll see if it makes it into the bracket. Question number two, true false. We'll start with Pete this time. Cannon Mountain, New Hampshire. has a note. Of course, we're going to start with Pete this time. Has a note on its trail map that says, "No trimming your own trees." True or false?
Ken is not really known for their glades, but I'll say true because they have a good sense of humor.
What do you think, Dave?
I have no idea, so I'm going to go with true since Pete said that and we're tied.
Nolan, oh, I love it. Strategy already. This is good. Nolan, what do you got? Cannon Mountain.
So, true.
Yeah, that's probably the right thing to do. And yes, you are all right. It is true. Yeah, it reads, quote, "Tree and or brush cutting is strictly prohibited on Cannon and Mittersill. Please leave trail maintenance to the professionals." So a little bit of sense of humor.
Now, when I ski with Dave and my friend Greg, who are landscapers, if you will, I say, no bringing work to the ski slope.
No trimming. Save that for the day job.
Because I'm considered a professional.
That's a mighty praise. Hey, man, you're doing pretty good this episode, so I say you are. Question number three, true false. Outer Limits at Killington is the longest and steepest mogul run in the eastern U.S. True or false? We'll start with Nolan.
I think that's true.
We'll go to Pete.
Mother Earth is it.
What do you think, Dave?
It's definitely long, so I don't know. True. We'll go with true on that.
It is. It's true. You guys see a pattern yet? All right. It is also one of the New England's ski runs to make CNN Travel's 100 best ski runs in the world. The aforementioned paradise at Mad River being the other. Hey, the East, man, we got some cred. We got some street cred. Question number four, Jay Peak's trail map does not include double black diamonds. We'll start with Pete.
True.
Dave?
False.
Nolan?
True.
It's true.
The Faye shoots and Tuckerman shoot are not considered double blacks. Dave, I'm ashamed.
We all learned something today.
I don't look at the trail line when I'm ripping down the face shoots, all right, buddy?
I was also surprised to learn that, just so you don't feel too bad. All right, so after game number two, if my calculations are correct, we got Pete had three. Nolan, everyone had three. Ever feel good about that? So I think we got Pete's got seven. Dave's also got seven. And Nolan has five. Everyone good with that? All right.
Lovely.
All right, now we do the bracket challenge. All right, toughest trail of the East. Here's how it's going to work. We have a 16-team bracket, the Sweet 16 ski trails. But unlike the NCAA, our format is build your own bracket. So while I've compiled a crazy list of like 100 tough trails of the East, and I could, in theory, read through them or most of them, I think it would be way more fun if you guys just sort of like pick the trail that you think should be in the bracket, and then we just fill in the bracket. And once we have 16 trails, we're going to match them up. I'm going to read a short description of each. And then you guys decide which advances.
Okay, sounds cool.
And once we have the bracket, you're all going to pick what you think is the winner. And only I will know who you picked. And then when they all advance, when the ski area ultimately that wins, advances, you get the points. So I think it's 8 points for whatever ski area ultimately wins the bracket, 2 points. If you advance the first round, 4 points, second round. 6 points, third round. That makes sense. And I'm happy to help fill it in. So what do you got? You got trails you think should be in the bracket. Spit them on out. Spit a seed out. We're literally going to build this, and then we're going to do the matchups.
I'm going to have to go so far, and I don't think Dave can disagree with what I'm about to say, so it's probably going to appear on his and mine, but the Faye shoots at Jay Peak.
What seed would you like to give them? And again, I also will keep in mind that like terrain pods are also a thing in skiing. And like sometimes one trail, maybe the pod, we could do pods if it's not one trail. So face shoots is totally legit. What seed would you like to give the face shoots?
And let's the go. Face shoots is definitely a number one.
All right. Put it in there. Jay, face shoots, 15 more. Who's going to get the two seed?
Another number one would be Julio at Killington.
Mm-hmm. Matt Kosmeskis is already, his ears must be on fire right now. We're burning.
Ooh.
Oh, my buddy, my snowboarding buddy. We had a day. We had a day in those glades, let me tell you. 14 more. Give me your next one.
I'm gonna have to say I think that Rumble, Sugarbush, Star.
Oh, okay. The rarely open Star at Stowe.
Star, I'd put it at number two seed.
I'm giving you the best seed available. I just did say like one regional bracket. So it's a 1 through 16 seed. So you have 1 through 4 right now. Dave, Nolan, you got any more to throw in there before Pete fills us in?
Well, I definitely agree with the face shoots. The upper glades at Stowe are pretty gnarly from what I remember. Not great with names, to be honest with you, of trails.
Yeah, that's Nolan's thing too, being out west. He's like scratching his head. What are the names of these trails again?
Remember at Gore, there's like a couple pretty steep trails up at the top.
I was just scrolling like, through my list. What do you think of Gore?
I'm like Lies.
Oh, Lies, the Rumor, and Upper Darby.
That's what I was going to say. The Rumor and Lies are pretty gnarly, you know, for a groom trail. And then, they got a lot of good glades at Gore, believe it or not, like really long glades. But I think the Cave Glades are pretty good.
Yeah, I was just looking on my list here. Your Bel Air, I have Deer Run, ironically. That was on someone's list.
Oh, get out of here.
That is not admissible in this conversation.
I know. It's like every skier has a trail named Deer Run. How is it possible that that's a tough trail?
Yeah.
And it's always a green, I thought.
That's not here.
Let's you could see. Throw the slides on there at Whiteface. Those are pretty cool. I mean, you can only access them every so often, but.
Yeah, I can plug those in, the slides for sure. Same kind of thing.
The church at Sugarbush is pretty gnarly.
Ooh, the church. I don't know if I even had that one.
No,
is that on Lincoln or Mount Ellen?
I think that's Mount Ellen.
I think you got to put Outer Limits on there too. As you said, it's the steepest, longest bump trail on the East Coast, right?
Oh, we just said, yeah, that was true.
So I think you got to put it on there for that reason.
Well, we're very Vermont heavy, which is totally fine. Got a little New York in there, but you know, we got some New Hampshire and Maine. I could just throw out some names if it's helpful. Catapult at Catamount, a nod for you, Dave. We got Claire's Way at Hunter. I didn't mention that. Weddle at Wyndham. We got Moleskinner at Saddleback. Misery Whip at Sugarloaf. White Nitro at Sugarloaf. Obsession at Sunday River. Shockwave at Sunday River. White Heat at Sunday River. DJ's Tramline at Cannon. Hard Scrabble at Cannon. Kinsman Glade.
So DJ's Tramline. DJ's Tramline has not been opened a single day this year. So if that gives you any indication of how gnarly it is, and granted, it wasn't a very good year back east until like Magic March and early April. Mm-hmm. But
I was going to say, Pete, not to cut you off, but I think they opened it like a couple weeks ago after those couple dumps.
It is possible, but I was there when it's, you know, 40 inches fell. And
that's
it wasn't
when it was, I think. When you were there, I saw somebody's pictures on the trail, but I don't know if they poached it or not, or if it was actually open.
You did say, Pete, you saw tracks when you were there a couple weeks ago, though they
no.
Some could duck the rope. Oh, no. Okay.
So DJ's Tramline, I'll believe, like, that could, you know, conceivably be. I've never done it because in all the days... Admittedly, when it snows, when I chase the storms and I know that a big one's coming, I don't aim for Cannon because, like I said, Cannon doesn't have, they're not known for their glades.
That's right.
But I don't really know probably anybody who's ever skied DJ Tramline.
It's the unicorn of East Coast toughest trails, maybe.
Perhaps.
All right, maybe we'll put it at the 16 seed and just.
It's the toughest to ski because it's never open.
That's actually not a bad qualifier right there, man. A handful more, and then we'll get to the matchups here. I need...
How about Ripcord? More.
Oh, yeah, Ripcord Mount Snow. There you go.
Pretty steep. I mean, if that's, you know, if it's icy, that'll be a sketchy run right there.
Actually, my worst experience with Ripcord was during a Tough Mudder climbing it instead of skiing down it.
Holy wow.
That's no good. Pete, did you hit True Grit at Waterville when you were there on the POW day? That's actually on the list.
I did.
Too.
I did.
What do you think? Does that up to snuff here?
No. Okay. No. I can assure you that nothing at Waterville Valley is going to appear on this list. No offense. It was a wonderful little resort, but yeah, not on this.
All right. What about Magic? We started talking about Magic before hit record. Should we get
it? So before I forget, what about the snow fields at Sugarloaf?
Loaf, yeah. Yep. I mean, that's definitely a big pod of terrain.
Nolan and I have skied that together.
You don't have any argument from me.
And Black Line at Magic Mountain.
Magic. All right. That means we are down to one then, believe it or not. I will review the bracket. No, two more. Three more. We need three more.
I love the Casablanca Glades at Saddleback. I didn't think it was a double black, but apparently it is. So I think that's a fantastic area. I think that should go on there.
Let's do it.
The traverse to get into Casablanca should be on the list. Just the traverse to get into Casablanca.
Yeah. So
the glades themselves are not very difficult, but the traverse stinks.
Yeah. So we'll call the whole thing the whole experience.
Tough.
Casablanca Glades experience. And I got to throw.
We got Nolan. You got another one. And then Dave.
I was going to float Middle Earth, I think, also. I know that it's right next to Rumble, but I ate shit on that. One of my most humiliating skiing experiences was going through that trail, and I ate it, and like a 7-year-old kid picked up my ski and brought it down to me. And he's like, "Are you okay, sir?" So I got to – and that's a steep, narrow, bumpy trail, so I got to throw that one on there. He's nodding. I don't know if he's agreeing with me, but
no, it definitely is. When I was thinking about Sugarbush, you know, Rumble is one of the toughest trails, which reminds me a lot of Julio in a sense, where it's just a 3-foot drop and then a 4-foot drop and then a 3-foot drop. But Middle Earth is a tough trail in itself, just not quite to snuff with Rumble.
Yeah, maybe they're next to each other, so maybe we leave that one off, but.
Real estate in this bracket is really pricey right now. Do you want to keep Middle Earth? If we keep it, we got one more slot.
Well, let me ask Dave this question. Dave, what about K22 at KT at Hunter Mountain? Is that a KT22?
That's a Palisades or Squaw, whatever you
want. All right. K27, I think.
KT22 is Squaw.
You can't say that anymore. You're going to upset people's sensibilities.
Sorry. Where you guys aren't in California.
There is an iconic area known as KT22 in California.
I think I remember hearing of this.
Excuse me. Palisades. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Palisades.
Yeah, I don't see anything.
California Ski Mountain.
I just have Claire's Way and this Hunter for Hunter, and I don't know. I don't know where even that reference came from. Although, I do actually have the reference list, but...
What was the name of the Hunter?
Claire's Way? Sounds like a green circle, so I don't know, but...
Oh, yeah, K27. That's it.
Oh, K27.
K27 at Hunter Mountain.
You think so?
I think K27 is probably the steepest at Hunter.
All right.
It's not the only...
It's not even that long. I don't know if I would really fully consider that list worthy or not.
No, leave that off. I just figured because you skin up it and maybe you'd chosen to go down it once or twice.
All right. I just want to point out Sunday River does not have a trail represented. And I will also point out that Mad River Glen does not. I think we kind of have to put Paradise on there. That would be okay. I think we just completed it. So I'm going to review and then we can obviously change it. Number one seed, Face Shoots at Jay. And I have a list of a couple names there for those that are not familiar with them. They would be facing up against DJ Sramline at Cannon as the 16th seed. flipping the other side, number two seed was Julio Glades at Killington, which would be facing up against number 15 seed Paradise at Mad River Glen. 8-9 would be The Church at Sugarbush facing off on Outer Limits at Killington. Number four seed would be Star at Stowe facing off against Middle Earth at Sugarbush, because I think we kept that in. Number 12-5 would be Casablanca Glades at Saddleback facing off on the Upper Glades at Stowe. And then number three seed would be Rumble facing off at the Snowfields at Sugarloaf. Number six seed, Lies Rumors at Gore facing off on Blackline at Magic. And then number seven, the slides at Whiteface facing off at Ripcord at Mount Snow. Does that seem reasonable?
It seems pretty reasonable. I feel like we could expand this even further, but, you know.
That's for next year's episode.
Yeah.
So let's do some brackets next year. And we'll see what we got wrong, and we'll correct it. Here we go. You're all going to get a vote. Number one seed, the Face Shoots at Jay, taking on DJ's Tramline at Cannon. Now, we know that no one has skied DJ's Tramline. That's fine. That's just part of the deal here. At Jay Peak, correct me if I'm wrong, we got the Face, the Saddle, and Tuckerman Shoots. What else am I leaving out here?
I honestly don't know the names of them. I just consider like just go center, right. And I've done all areas of it, and they're all gnarly as heck.
So what do we think, guys? What's the consensus? I think I know what it is, but I gotta ask the question.
I'm gonna never vote against the Face Shoots. Like, I would put the Face Shoots every bracket forward.
Okay, hold on. I forgot a very important part. Text me who you think out of those 16 seeds are going to advance. And again, the seeding is all over the place. So who knows what's going to happen?
Pete is currently texting you Face Shoots at JP.
Well, that's the thing.
He already gave you the answer.
But here's the thing. I don't know. Maybe you guys have a different thought about that. So, and maybe he's going to actually change that because of what I'm just throwing at you here.
Reading this other article in the background here, and just stumbled across, people are picking Devil's Fiddle at Killington, and like, it's a tough trail, but Julio's way tougher than that.
Yeah, some of the rankings were pretty wild. I'm not gonna lie.
I know that Pete's already picking the Face Shoots. So I'm just trying to be different. That's all. I see.
Pete, text me your pick.
Here they come.
We'll see what he does.
Gotta be this. It's just gotta be.
Oh, there it is. I got it, Nolan. Yeah, that's what you want. That's what I thought you were going for.
No, I was going for the other one, but.
Oh, you changed it. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, I think we're good.
Where were we? All right, so yeah. Face Shoots against DJs. Picks.
Now you know what I'm picking. You know what I'm picking. It was my first choice for the toughest trail on the East Coast. That's only open part of the time. And it'll make your butthole pucker.
Is everyone in agreement? The Face Shoots at Jay, number one seed, takes out DJs?
I think yes.
All in.
Face Shoots advance. Now we got the 8-9 seed. Okay, that would be the Church at Sugarbush and Outer Limits at Killington. Dave, can you talk a little about the Church? I actually do not have that on the, despite having 100 trail names here. I do not have that one on here.
Because it's really out of bounds in the free ride, but it's well known.
I'm not going to lie. It might be maybe a nickname for a trailer or one of the glades up top at Sugarbush. It's got like some cliff drops and stuff up there. It's pretty gnarly.
It's right off of Paradise.
Oh, damn.
Sugarbush. It's pretty well known. You can just Google it on YouTube. You'll see plenty of people with their GoPros doing it, but I don't think it's an official trail name on their map.
You know what? You're right. I think it is right out of bounds, possibly.
It is.
Maybe that has to be off the list.
Ooh, yeah. This is a conundrum for. We have it on the list, so we're gonna go with it, even though technically it might be out of bounds. And I appreciate this map you just sent me over. I'm gonna have to dig into that a little later. So we have an out-of-bounds trail, perhaps, going against Outer Limits, which receives plenty of publicity as the steepest mogul slope in New England. At least that's what one of the descriptions is. Outer Limits is steeper and usually has bigger bumps than its next-door neighbor, Devil's Fiddle. So what is the verdict, boys? Who's advancing? The Church at Sugarbush, Out-of-Bounds Glades, or Outer Limits?
I mean, you got to go with Outer Limits.
Well, the Church for... difficulty for me is definitely going to take that one.
Well, me, if it's a glade, I'm going that way. So we're going to go with the Church.
All right, the Church advances. Star at Stowe, one of the front four, or Middle Earth at Sugarbush?
I'm going to go with Star.
Oof.
Yeah.
Star is basically a frozen waterfall most of the year.
Star, because of its sheer steepness at the top and 37 degree pitch.
I think Scarlet wants Star. I heard her.
Mm-hmm. And then we had Middle Earth. Is that what we got?
I'd take Star over that.
I haven't skied Star, so yeah. I got to go Middle Earth on that one.
I was going to say Middle Earth. The description is a world of its own on a powder day. It features moderate steeps, lots of bumps on a winding, narrow trail cut through the dense woods. Once you commit, you can't bail on this one, and it can get rocky and icy in a spot or two about halfway down. Moving on, 12 versus 5, Casablanca Glades, Saddleback versus the Upper Glades at Stowe. So you got your little mini bracket here, right, Noel? It sounds like Casablanca, you guys were talking pretty favorably about it earlier. Any argument for Upper Glades at Stowe?
I'll start off by saying I've never been in Casablanca. I haven't been to Saddleback, but I've heard great things about it. I have been in the Upper Glades at Stowe, and I can tell you that if you poke around in there, you will find some really tight, steep sections in there.
Are we talking difficult? We're talking difficult, right?
Yeah. Toughest.
Yeah, then I'm going to have to go with Stowe on that one.
I agree with Pete. I think the Casablanca ones are a great trail, but they're not super – the Glades themselves are not super challenging.
Gotcha. So, just that traverse. So. Well, the next round, we got a Stowe versus Stowe. Going to knock each other out. All right, on the other side of bracket, Rumble, number 3 at Sugarbush versus the 14 seed, the Snowfields at Sugarloaf. Pete, you nominated the Snowfields, so what's your description over there?
Well, the Snowfields are one of those, it's actually part of the Appalachian Trail. So it's only open when there's enough snow. It's really sort of a free-for-all if you can get to the top of the mountain and then choose your own adventure on the way down. And then the last section of the trail is through some whatever treetops are poking up out of the snow that you have to navigate through to get back down onto a trail. There's a couple of conditions that make this one almost as difficult as DJ's Tramline to rate effectively, because it's only open, you know, seldomly, and then there are other hazards, if you will, that present themselves through the trail. But if this is going against, did you say Rumble?
Going against Rumble, an old school, ungroomed, tight, winding run with a nasty boulder drop immediately followed by a 90-degree right-hand turn. That Rumble.
Rumble has to take that one for me.
All right. What else? Nolan, Dave, what do you got? Rumble or Snowfields?
I got to go with Rumble, too.
Yeah, all in favor.
All right. Clean sweep. Going to have a strong second round, it looks like. Next up, we have Lies, Rumors, and Blackline at Magic. Let's see. Lies, the Rumor, and Upper Darby at Gore. Diehard skiers have a few runs that top their list year after year. Take the High Peaks lift up to the designated High Peaks area and try Lies, the Rumor, and Upper Darby, each of which have their own exciting features for moguls to glades and are considerably long for being double black diamonds. What do you think about that description?
Don't go when it's icy.
What happens if you go and it's icy?
You could ask Dave DePew how that works out for you. We actually had a buddy 1 year. Pete, were you there that time?
No. Was that the same time that he pooped on the side of the trail and used a ski sock to wipe it?
I mean, he might have pooped his pants. I sure, don't know, but it was pretty scary watching him. So a buddy of ours, it was pretty bulletproof this one day we were there at Gore, and we were up on one of those trails, Rumor or Lies. I think it was Rumor. I'm not sure. This guy, Dave, fell, and he slid, I'm not kidding, hundreds of yards down this trail and would not stop. He just kept picking up speed, and thank God he stayed kind of center of the trail and made it out towards the run out of the bottom and stopped. That would be my description of those trails, It's just right. Deep. That's... and
mm-hmm.
70-degree pitch.
No joke. All right, so that's going to take on a little Black Magic, only about 15 yards wide. The upper section of Black Magic features 50 to 40 to 50 degree pitches, two major rock cliffs, a third major face with large rock features and pine trees. After 500 vertical feet of that fun, the trail opens up where you confront another cliff area and a steep face covering an added 800 feet of vertical drop. We got Gore versus Magic here.
I'll start off and I go with Magic because the gladed area, I feel, is a little more difficult, even though they're pretty steep, those trails at Gore. Magic's definitely got a place in my heart, and it's got some hard rain there.
You have a complete agreement from Pete, rocking the Magic sticker on his phone, so that is close to his heart for sure. And Nolan, it doesn't matter actually what you think, but we would like to
it basically win. Hasn't mattered this whole time.
But it will.
I haven't had the pleasure of skiing either one of those resorts, so I'm going to go with the consensus on this one.
All right. Well, you've definitely skied the next one, so stay tuned here. We got the slides at Whiteface, not that one that I know of, against number 10 Ripcord at Mount Snow. Now, I've never skied the slides, so I don't know. I think maybe you might have to take that one away, and I'll pull up the description of Ripcord.
Yeah, they only open them when there's significant powder and the avalanche danger is fairly low. But yeah, they're just like these, you know, big avalanche chutes. And, you know, you have to have a beacon and a probe and go with a buddy when they do open them. So I would consider them pretty gnarly.
Okay. Thank you for that. Ripcord at Mount Snow, both located on the northern aspect, plunge down the fall line with pitches at 37 degrees, while Ripcord has large, unpredictable moguls. Next door neighbor free fall is steep and fast. On icy days, watch out for both. So we got Ripcord against the slides. What do you guys think?
I think I'm going to go with the slides.
I'm gonna say the slides as well. I mean, I feel like it's kind of hard to compare the two. They're two completely different zones, but yeah, gnarliness, go with the slides.
Having skied the slides, Ripcord, when it was bulletproof, was pretty gnarly. So I'm gonna say that one, but again, it doesn't matter what I have to say this time.
It will, though. It will. The next
Why round. Am I even here?
We're gonna let Nolan answer first
at the next round. Nolan answers first. That's the deal. All right, last one in this round, and then we're gonna fly. Julio at Killington versus Paradise at Mad River Glen. Pete, you nominated Julio. What do you got?
Oof, I'm gonna go with Julio.
Love it.
I do love Paradise, but I think Julio is just brutal. It's just a brutal trail.
I don't know.
Yeah, and I definitely have to take that one.
All right, Dave, you got to break this.
Definitely.
All right, Julio. Sorry for all you Mad River Glen skiers. Paradise will have to wait until next year to get to the Elite Eight, because that's what we got here. Face Chutes versus the Church. We already described them. So what do you got? First comes to mind. Face Chutes versus the Church. Face Chutes at Jay versus the Church at Sugar Bush. Nolan, we'll start with you.
I got to go with Jay. It's
all right. No surprise there.
It's just my hard to beat that place.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. You could count on.
Count on you guys there. Number four versus number five, Star at Stowe versus Upper Glades at Stowe. So two Stowe trails facing off here. Nolan.
I got to go with the Glades.
Pete.
Glades.
Point forward, whatever has trees is going to win.
Okay. Upper Glades and Stowe. All right. All right. There's your final four on that side of the bracket. Number three, Rumble against Black Magic at Magic, which is the 12 seed.
Stop going to be first.
No, dude. We said this is your round. You go first. The next couple questions.
Jesus, the whole time. No, sorry. I got to go with Rumble.
Sorry, Magic. I got to go with Rumble.
Rumble in the final four. Dave, doesn't matter, but I assume that you're probably in the Rumble boat as well. I guess the toughest one, here we go, the slides versus Julio. Slides at Whiteface versus Julio at Killington. I'm going to guess Nolan's going with Julio.
You're correct.
Dave, who do you got?
I'm going with the slides.
All right, Pete, you get. I was hoping that was going to happen. All right, Pete, you got to pick this one. This is your pick here.
I gotta go with Julio.
Yeah, see that.
I know there are certain conditions that make the slides obtainable, but Julio is just, it's a brutal trail. It's just brutal.
I feel you, man. I feel you.
Final four, guys. Face shoots at Jay versus the Upper Glades at Stowe. All Glades. Dave.
Face shoots.
Pete.
Just put that down as the winner, all right? We don't even got to keep going.
Oh, man. All right. Rumble and Julio. Who's going to advance down there?
Oof. I said that it was going to be trees no matter what from this point forward, so Julio.
Yeah, so
that
would be Julio.
You didn't think there was going to be a groomer that's going to advance this far, did
and
you?
I just said that's championship bracket there. Face shoots for Julio.
I'm going to vote Julio just so Pete doesn't win the bracket. But
yeah, but Dave and I think are both. I think Dave and I are both going to. I'll vote you on this one.
All right. Is it true, Dave and Pete? Face shoots at Jay? The toughest face trail shoot in the East?
For me, it's up there, yeah, as far as inbounds territory.
Yeah, she's been my number one the whole time.
Both Pete and Dave did pick Face Shoots as their ski area to win the bracket, which it did, which means they both got 8 points, which also means, if you remember back in game 2 and 1, they both had 7 points. So we are tied at 15 points. Nolan, unfortunately, had outer limits and was knocked out in the first round, so didn't get any points, actually, during the bracket. And his question about whether he should be here or not, perhaps was validated. But Nolan, you're still in the game, man, because we have a final Jeff Purdy question. You guys got to tell me how many of your points you want to bet. Nolan, you got 5. Pete and Dave got 15. Just like Jeff.
All of them. I'm all in.
Well, yeah, that makes sense. We'll give you... Well, maybe we'll give you a couple bonus ones to keep it interesting. Yeah, Pete and Dave, how many you want to bet for this final question to break the tie?
I don't know. How many are you betting, Pete?
Whatever you bet, Dave, I'm going to bet 1501.
I guess you're going to have to both text me your bets. Yeah, that's probably how this is going to go.
No, let's make it a true daily double.
So if you get it wrong, you lose the amount you bet, and if you get it right, you gain them.
That's it, yeah.
What are you playing for, by the way? That's the.
Oh, don't worry. I have that. Don't worry. That there's something.
$5 Starbucks. $5 Starbucks gift card, guys. I don't know if you're gonna.
I'm all in.
Whatever Dave says, plus 1 cent. 1501.
This ski area on the east, with plenty of tough terrain, revealed through a T-shirt that the ski area has been a diehard UConn Huskies fan all these years. I'll give you a couple hints. 3 hints. Chocolate chip cookies, hint number 1. Hint number 2, duos. And hint number 3, ale and trail inspired. So I'm looking for a ski area, not a trail, ski area, on the east with plenty of tough terrain. And they revealed through a T-shirt that I actually bought, they're diehard UConn Husky fans. Who knew? And the hints once again are chocolate chip cookies, duos, and ale and trail inspired.
UConn Husky.
See, it all comes back. All right, Nolan, got to get a guest in here too. Maybe you'll be the surprise winner or something. Who knows? And we definitely mentioned the ski area.
Oh, then I just got it wrong.
If anyone wants to,
because we didn't talk about that resort at all.
Yeah. We should definitely, I would definitely give that as a fourth hint. We definitely have talked about the ski area. And I will also say it's in Vermont. So again, chocolate chip cookies, duos, ale and trail inspired.
Duos.
There's 2 O's in that one. If we all tie at 0, then Shaw has to give all of us a gift, right?
All right, Pete. I got 2 answers in. Need yours.
He's Googling it busily right now.
Like, I'm just trying to think if it was, some obscure little place like Powder Ridge or something.
No. It's in Vermont. It is absolutely something we've talked about extensively.
We talked about it extensively.
I mean, the bracket was. I mean, the ski area is in the bracket.
Then
come on, you got the trail.
Talked about extensively is Killington, but.
All right, Pete's got 3 seconds. Three.
I sent my answer. Oh, just got my answer.
Oh, did you put it in the chat? Oh my God, this is hilarious. This is not possible, is it really?
We all got zero.
Guys, all bet guess the same place. Holy
shit! Are you kidding me?
You guys,
we all win.
You guys all guess Mount Snow. Holy shit! Why did you guys think that?
Is that right?
It is not right at all. Why did you think that? I need some answers. This is the best part of the episode. Because
I didn't think it'd be Killington seemed too obvious, and I didn't think it was going to be the right answer.
Dave,
what is it's Jay Peak. It's Jay Peak, isn't it? It's Jay Peak.
Well, hold on.
Because they have the Jay Peak Tram Ale. That's why it's Jay Peak.
I mean, that makes sense.
Isn't
Nolan Wheeler?
Am I right?
That's cool. Husky.
That's a badass shirt, by the way. I need that shirt.
So, listeners, Nolan figured it out. He solved the mystery. And out of obscurity, out of the bullpen, he just grabbed victory out of the jaws of defeat. Jaws of death. The Mount Snow Trail. So what we're looking at here is a Husky. And it, Nolan, agree or not, this is a blue and white outline of the Husky dog. There's a red tongue, also very similar to the Jonathan Yukon Husky logo and mascot, and seems to be a nice guy. So I think absolutely subtle, but they've proved their point that Jay Peak in Vermont has been rooting for the Huskies all the way. I will also just go back and say, hint number one, chocolate chip cookies. That is the benefit of being a day ticket holder. If you go to buy your lift ticket at Jay Peak in the morning, there are chocolate chip cookies right next to where you get your lift ticket. That might be a weekend thing only, so I'm not sure. I haven't skied on the weekdays at Jay in a little bit. But that was that reference, hint number one. Hint number two, duos. Of course, twos. Stateside and tram side, there are two trams. Jay and Burke were once owned together. So that's where I was going with the duos hint. And number three, obviously Nolan solved that riddle. The Long Trail Tram Ale would be the ale and trail inspiration. So that's your final Jeff Purdy question and answer and explanation. Thank you guys so much for putting up with the March Mogul Madness episode, fourth annual. Next season, we will put together the bracket ahead of time. We'll do a Glades region, a Groomer region, a Mogul region, and maybe just the Steep region. And we'll see if the face shoots.
Hey, where can I get one of those shirts?
Yeah, I want that shirt too. I want it in kids' sizes too. My kids love Husky stuff.
Well, you are in for a treat, man. It's at the Market Store at Jay, right next to the tram hotel.
Is not accessible to me at all. But they have an online marketplace.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to get it easily. It was available for kids in kid sizes. I know that much. Hey, we have obviously running over, but we do have a segment, Last Chair. Anything you guys want to plug? You skiing anywhere next? I know you thought about maybe this weekend somewhere.
I'd be willing to go wherever you're going to pick me up tomorrow.
Friday, man. I don't know, we might have some wet weather coming in on Thursday, so that's why I don't know. Friday might be a little question mark.
I did go to the driving range today.
It's feeling a little golfy out there. Well, if not, thank you so much for joining me today, boys. Really appreciate it. It's always fun to talk about the tough, steep, gnarly, and rowdy terrain out east. We don't talk about it enough, so I'm glad we got to talk about it today.
And I wish you guys wants to come out and join me for some West Coast spring skiing. 4th of July, Palisades, anybody?
You guys are so spoiled. No. So spoiled.
Unbelievable. All right, I'm booking my trip, Nolan. See you there.
Looks like it's 4 o'clock. Time to catch the last chair. Oh, and if you were wondering, swap in the words face shoots for fake it next time you listen to Seether. Thank you for listening. Have a question, comment, or correction? Email me at powderhoundskitrivia@gmail.com. You can also follow me at Powderhound Skis. Better yet, subscribe to the podcast at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcast Manager, Verbal, Spotify, and Stitcher. Just type Powderhounds Podcast. Until next time, see you on the slope, Powderhounds.
You sold to fool the world. You lost your self-esteem along the way. Yeah! Good God, you're coming up with reasons. Good God, you're dragging it out. Good God, it's the changing of